Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Majewski dribbles to the front court to Richard. Richard fires away. Another three ball for Will Richard.
My goodness.
Career high 28 points. And this is a two-possession game right now.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Crossover, welcome in Willard and Dibs. What's up, guys? How
the
are
fellas.
You?
Yo, yo,
Jack's
yo.
Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Well, first of all, it's amazing out here. Turns out the French dip does change your life. So I hope I sound like a changed man. Secondly, I always love these when we're on remote and we get to, because this is the first time we get to see you when you pop up on the screen. So, Steiny, you already have your jacket on. That's a little concerning. Guru, you're pretty in pink.
You
look ready to rock today.
Molly Ringwald, one of my favorite movies of all time.
That's a damn four.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Let's go.
Yeah.
You're going to love it out here, guys. You're going to love it out here. The vibes are immaculate. And the food is delicious.
Look at my guys. Okay.
Yeah, the weather is perfect.
Yep.
We're sort of got an inside-outside thing going on. You guys are going to love it when you get out here.
I can't wait. I know what to expect when I come to these events. What's the is it reasonably priced? Is it affordable or is it
for
more,
you it is.
Or is it more upscale knowing that I'll have to break out my own money?
Steiny, I mean, go ahead and like take a playoff and let me set the scene for you in terms of like if we weren't here doing what we do, the patio is phenomenal. There's probably 100 seats on the patio. There's 200 inside. There's a balcony. There's a brewery. There's multiple fountains. The ambiance, if I may, and you did a little bit of a pied de terre earlier, so I'm going to go ahead and up your one French with my own French. The ambiance is phenomenal. It's very reasonably priced, and the vibes are like, yeah, come early, come often, and I'm going to say this for anybody who isn't here today but wants to come here. Three words. Breakfast till 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Breakfast till 2.
That really hit you in the happy spot today.
I'm about to have a second breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Do I need my shades,
I'm
fellas? Do I need my shades?
You don't need them, but you'll wear them because we know who you are.
That's a weird question coming from you, Kuro.
I mean, you wear them indoors.
Will I see the sun?
You wear your shades to the confessional. So let's be real here, dude. Let's be real.
You know what, man? I'm just on. We're having a good show, I think. Aren't we, partner? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, sure.
So I don't know if you heard this morning. I don't want to but seriously, I'm being real. I don't want to bring the party down, but I mean what I'm about to say. I don't know if you heard the news out of Dallas, but their defensive player, Marshawn Nealand, committed suicide.
God.
That's never the answer. And I just want to tell you guys, if you ever need someone to talk to, just reach out. I'm here for you, brother, because I love you guys. And that's for all the listeners and everybody going through something in the world. But we never know, Dibs, what people are dealing with.
No, and Goo, I'm so glad you brought that up, not because we're having a great party and it's super fun, but I actually saw that this morning, and I had like a 10-minute period of reflection where it was like, and you know, I didn't really know the player, not personally, but in general. And then you look at what he did. He just had a blocked punt touchdown. Yeah. And then here we are, whatever days later. And I mean, this is the way that that went. And so, yeah, what you're saying is absolutely true. And so, like, you know, for me and you and Mark and Steiny and Joe and Joe and not everybody, that. Like, if you need a call, make the call. I'll take the call. And for everybody else out there, like, reach out to somebody and, you know, do the things, because that actually hit me really hard today, Mark.
Well, and I love the phrase that you just used, Guru, never the answer.
Yep. Mm.
I hope everybody just takes that to heart. And you don't, I know you don't mean that in some sort of accusatory sort of a way, but just like, yeah, it's never the answer. No matter what, that is never, ever, ever the answer. So I'm glad you brought it up too, man.
I'm here for you. I love you too, Steiny.
Appreciate it, Gil.
Yep.
All right, Steiny, here's where you, as a real radio host, this is where you have the ability to pivot instead of a,
Kevin McHale, he's got the ball.
All eyes on you, Steinmetz. It's still your show. All right, Steiny, we go from a tragedy in Dallas to... Here is Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah, big transition.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep in mind, I did it at 10:05 because he made a point to do that at 2:05. At 10:05, but I appreciate it.
I mean, that was then. This is now.
Yeah, do it again, then, Steiny. For those of us who weren't listening at 10:05,
I love you guys.
Okay, Guru, appreciate that from the bottom of my heart, very sincerely. And Warriors got waxed last night.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
a two. It's a two.
I'm going to give them a one.
That's
one
just
and a half.
They really didn't get waxed. And honestly, I mean, if you want, let's just cut right to the chase. Let's put the rat on the table.
Although, to you by Echo.
Yeah, we're in a restaurant, so we don't put rats on the table here at Jack's restaurant.
Not on these tables. I mean,
the health department would be here in a second. But the Kuminga shot. Like, did you want him to pull the three?
Yes. That's what we've been yearning for.
He got himself into the painted area. It was a makeable.
You
can
see the little bubbles over his head of if it wasn't, hey, I missed the last couple. But Willard, that was his moment. Hey, you can hit the side of the backboard, but you were supposed to take it. Basketball's a game of rhythm. And I thought he was supposed to take it.
He's wrong because you're wrong. If he would have gotten in the key and made the two, and you're down one with 27 seconds left.
And you're down one with 20 seconds left.
Yes, but it's a two-possession game. It would have been better.
How do we end the show? How do we end the damn show at 6 o'clock
and
every night?
He did that thing.
No, he didn't.
We end the show with, "Hey, Grandy, what are you doing?"
No, we don't.
Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
He shot his shot. When the NBA,
you guys are
down by three and you are inside of the shot clock.
Talk to me.
They were not
4 seconds.
They were not inside the shot clock.
Yes, you were.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not. You just said there were 20 seconds left.
27 seconds left.
When you are at that point in the game, when you get a look like that, you take it.
Man.
Period.
No doubt.
Period. You don't know when you're going to get another look, and you also don't know that the Kings aren't going to go to the other end and hit a three and put you down four. And then the last part of it is, if you're going to get that shot in the paint, make it. Make it. Or take it all the way to the front rim once your guy falls down. You can't take the ball. Kuminga's the one thing left that and Steve Kerr has talked about this a number of times. His fallback when he seems to sort of be in an uncomfortable position is to drive into the middle of the paint and do a turnaround fall away.
Yeah, no
and it
doubt.
Doesn't work. Yeah. It's not a good shot for him. It's a mid-range fall away contested shot. It's low percentage. It's what, quite frankly, has gone away in the NBA. Get to the rim, shoot your three. That thing was open. He made a poor decision on what was an otherwise good night.
I'm steadfastly and staunchly with Dibs on this one.
I mean,
shocker.
I mean, just more mature basketball heads as opposed to these early 50s whippersnappers. And
we don't know in a situation like that.
So now we all want Steiny. We all want Kuminga to shoot the three.
I got a question for you.
In a situation like that.
We don't he may not have handled the ball right.
Yeah, he was flustered, and that's why he missed the shot that he ended up taking
because
he was thinking too much.
The one he didn't take, he receives the catch and the ball's not sitting in his hand like it normally is, and that's it.
That's an odd hypothetical. Yeah. I could say that about his drive then, when he didn't realize that his defender fell down, and then he still fell away from the hoop when there was no one in front of him. I mean, we don't know that the ball wasn't perfectly in his hands.
Yeah. Well, maybe he didn't. He missed the one right before it. Maybe it didn't feel good.
Yeah, I mean, we could maybe all day long. Yeah. Bottom line is,
so the decision wasn't wrong. The decision was made, and it didn't work.
I mean, well, then we're, if you don't look at it that way, then we as radio hosts or fans don't have a right to say anything the day after. The bottom line to me is, he ended up with a wide open look to tie a basketball game, and he didn't take it. He didn't take it. And the last thing that everyone's working on with Jonathan Kuminga is decision making. Mm. He is clearly talented. I love the way where his head is at this year. But Steve Kerr will be the first one to say it, and I bet Jonathan to be the second one to say it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that is being overly critical of that particular play.
It's not even criticism.
When he had just missed the three, so I don't know what was going through his head. Secondly, he got a good look, I thought.
And
he missed the shot.
And a two.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and a follow-away. Yeah. A follow-away with no defender on him. Well, it's not criticism at all. I mean, you're listening clearly to Greg Cosell too much. Like, if we're going to do if we're going to sit here after every play and be like, oh, well, I don't know what was going through his head. I don't know if he was feeling under the weather. I don't know if he's thinking about his family. I mean, what are we talking about here? Yeah. He had a good look, and he didn't take it.
Mm. Well, it's a good look this year because he's shooting 40%, it wouldn't have been a good look last year when he's shooting 30, right?
It's situational, of course.
And maybe he didn't feel like, we don't know how comfortable he was at that moment.
And you know
I'm
what?
I'm going to borrow that every time someone misses a three for the rest of the year. I don't know if he was in a good mood,
or
he might have been in a bad mood.
You know what, guys?
Sweaty palm.
What they should have done is they should have kicked it out to Al Horford to shoot a three.
That's right.
Al Horford was on the bench because he was 0-for-8, and he can't make a three. So you've got Kuminga with a bunch of young pups, and you're going to go ahead and criticize him for trying to be aggressive and take a shot? That's what you're doing.
No,
he should have shot the three.
That's not criticism.
Warrior basketball is a staple of comebacks like that, and three-pointers that we've seen so many times. And he could have missed it, and I wouldn't have been mad. But, Dibs, I don't got to tell you, it's a game of rhythm. The game was right there, and it was saying anybody in a Warrior uniform shoot a three, I felt like it's going in. And he thought about it, and he was thinking too much, and he bypassed.
Well, he had no rhythm.
You're assuming he had rhythm when he caught the ball.
He had no rhythm. He was 1-for-5 in the fourth quarter up to that point. His second half was rhythmless. He was not Janet Jackson.
No,
it was not
rhythmation. In a crazy way, I thought – the shot he ended up getting was in rhythm.
I thought he missed that because he was mentally fried by not – because he was thinking too much. But it ain't about what you've done for me lately. It's about you got a shot, take it. And how many times do we see guys struggling to hit a shot? I was just hoping Willard he took the shot, and he did.
Well, we got another 2 hours to talk about it down the road, guys. And we'll talk about it on 95.7 The Game. See you soon. Willard, can you do the legal – you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM,
at
HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Late.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.